Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
I want to talk about the Holy Spirit today. As we continue to read after the Easter octave, really we're reading it now, Acts. Man, that is one of my favorite books in the Bible. There's nothing more cool than watching the apostles come alive with the Holy Spirit in them. I have to reflect on how in the world, honestly, this is me. I don't know how you feel, but how in the world are they not out there screaming about Jesus being the Messiah? They've seen him. He's appearing to them. This is the exciting time where they're walking down the road to Emmaus, and he appears to the two. They don't recognize him until he breaks the bread. You know, and you've got him appearing, and people are noticing, of course, and yet they're afraid to say anything, or they're sharing it amongst themselves, right? Keeping amongst good company so no one comes after me to try to kill me. And I don't know if I, back then, I would probably be just as scared. But I don't know how I would keep my mouth shut. You know, I mean, although it did take me a real long time to leave my career to go into ministry because I was scared, right? What are people going to think of me? And I think that's where a lot of us are in the world today. Just a little bit too concerned about what people think of you. I think every hour of every day, it is becoming more clear who is awake, who has faith in God, and who doesn't. And what we need to be are apostles lit on fire with the Holy Spirit. Lit on fire. Getting out there and not giving a little rat's butt about what people think of us. And let's get out and love people. Share God's love with people. I'm not saying that you argue about politics, you push your faith on someone, you become this overarching person who just gets in people's kitchen about the vaccine, about, you know, evil in this world, to people who just aren't there. They haven't been given those beautiful gifts of faith and belief in the promises of God, not being fearful of death. I think we all must remember fear is Satan's first weapon. Fear and anger comes next. And a lot of the times they're mixed. So when people are scared, they're going to probably lash out in anger, especially because they may not be able to logically articulate their beliefs because they're believing what other people or programs, television are telling them. So we have to be aware of our situation and our circumstances, but we also have the Holy Spirit. And what I'd like us to pray for during this time of Pentecost that we are awaiting is for the Holy Spirit to really light up in us, that we hear the Holy Spirit prompting us throughout the day, and that we have a chat with the Holy Spirit in particular. It's pretty easy, I think, for us to pray to the Father, to pray to Jesus, because fundamentally we know what a Father and a Son are. And Jesus came down as a human being in the likeness of God. But the Holy Spirit is a different game. Especially back in the day when they said the Holy Ghost. Just think about it. As Jesus, the Father, their love put together, brought down here on earth to help guide us and lead us to the truth. We receive that Holy Spirit in baptism, and if you're confirmed a Catholic, you go off. It is like charged on fire, or at least it should be. It wasn't for me, because I didn't know what was going on. I had no clue. I didn't care. I just wanted out. Just get me out of that CCD thing. And to just know the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. I can look back in my life and I know that intuition that people say, that gut feeling. Listen to your intuition. Listen to that sixth sense, that gut feeling. Well, you know what? That's the Holy Spirit, people. That is God within you leading you. So you've had it. You've just called it something else or you've ignored it. Okay. You also have had that when you've made the choice to sin, right? Or you've done something wrong, that shame, that guilt, that is God poking at you saying, let's not do that anymore, okay? All right, but back to the Holy Spirit. What I'd like everyone to focus on today is to say, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come guide me and lead me, protect me, encourage me, enlighten me. I always ask for the Holy Spirit to help lead me when I read God's word. The best way to approach prayer is to humbly ask for God's help. Lord, please help me pray because I do not know how to pray as I ought. We ask humbly for the Lord to come into our hearts, come enlighten our minds and our open our eyes and our ears to what we need to see and hear and what you want me to do today. And maybe this is it. Calling out to the Holy Spirit, inviting him in, and speaking to the Holy Spirit all day. Especially during those times when you need those words. Maybe you're a little scared to speak about God to someone. Ask the Holy Spirit for that courage. I mean, let's face it, what's the worst that can happen? Someone tells you to get out of their face or scream some profanities at you? Okay. Ooh. Let's remember that, you know, when the apostles came out of the upper room, they could have been killed and arrested. It was getting serious, and that's what we started reading today in the first reading in Acts. They were kept overnight because they had healed a crippled person in Jesus' name. I mean, they were out there. That talk about the Holy Spirit working in them. This is what we are here for. I want to remind all of us that we are called to be disciples and those apostles, strengthened like those 12. If we're rooted in God and the Holy Spirit working through us, we just become this awesome vessel and just let God speak through us, work through us. It's kind of wonderful. Sometimes I have my coaching sessions and I am not sure where these words or thoughts are coming from. Well, I do know where they're coming from. They're coming from God. And there are times when I sometimes hang up those calls and it's like, wow, what was that? You know, like, and I thank God. I thank him for allowing me to get out of the way. Thank you, Lord. Because I wouldn't do half the stuff I would do if I thought about it for a second. You know what I mean? Like you're in that grocery store and all of a sudden God's like, go up and say something to that person. They're minding their own business. It's even worse now with the masks on. You walk up to someone and they look at you like, who are you to speak to me? We're supposed to be distanced apart, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I'll say something, compliment them, say, I don't know why, but God just told me to say blah, blah to you. And I'm not trying to be like this prophetic person. I just say, God put it on my heart. I don't say that like I hear this locution. I just have this feeling and a notion to move toward them. And a lot of time I hear the thing that I need to hear that moment, like, oh my gosh, you have no idea how awesome that was. Thank you. I needed to hear that. I've never had anyone say, get the F out of my face, or, you know, you Jesus freak, or any of that. But I do try to approach it because I say, okay, Holy Spirit, just use me. Tell me exactly what to say. Because if I think about it, I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean? I sit there and I look at that person and I'm like, well, what am I going to say, God? What do you want me to say? Like if I just say, okay, and I walk up and then I pray quickly, Holy Spirit, give me the words. It's amazing what comes out. That's what it's about. So let's call on the Holy Spirit to be with us. Really not just today, but all day, every day. And specifically pray to that part of the Holy Trinity differently. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day with the Holy Spirit. Talk to you tomorrow. Oh no, I just realized today is Friday and I didn't do one of my meditations. I've got to remember that. Well, I hope this is something that will help you get into the weekend with the Holy Spirit. And I promise I'll do one again at another time. Oh man, I'm so sorry. Take care.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.